Then, houses were essentially churches, but now the church has become just another house, or even worse, for there is usually order in a house. The lady of the house sits in her chair with decorum, the young women work silently, and each servant has a specific duty. But here, there is great chaos, and our gatherings might as well be at a wine merchant's. So hearty is the laughter, so loud the disruption. It's like being at the baths or the market with their noise and commotion. And these things only happen here, since elsewhere it's not even allowed to talk to your neighbor in church, even if you've just been reunited with a long-lost friend. But these interactions are kept outside the church, as they should be. For the church is not a barber's shop, a perfumer's boutique, or a merchant's warehouse, but it's a place for angels, a place for archangels, a palace for God, heaven itself. So just as if someone allowed a glimpse of heaven and invited you there, even if you saw your father or your brother, you wouldn't dare to talk. Likewise, here one should only utter spiritual phrases. For indeed, the things within the church are sacred. It's like heaven on earth.